The season of Christmas, which we end not today, but next weekend, is a season that is called the season of manifestations. I first heard about this when I was in the seminary. My professor told us that Christmas is, yes, about the celebration of the birth of the Savior, but it is also called the season of the three manifestations. And what are those? First, Christmas. On Christmas Day, we celebrated when Christ manifested himself to the Jewish people. That was the first. That's the first manifestation. God manifested himself as the Word becoming flesh, making his dwelling among us. Then, there's another manifestation. That is the feast of the baptism of the Lord, which we celebrate next weekend. And this is also a feast of the manifestation, because on the day of Christ's baptism, we recall that in the Gospels, there was a voice from heaven that says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And the third manifestation is the feast we celebrate today, the Feast of the Three Kings. But the church does not call it the Feast of the Three Kings. The church calls this feast as the Feast of the Epiphany. Epiphany, which comes from a Greek word meaning manifestation. God manifested himself on Christmas Day to the Jewish people. And today, God manifested himself not only to the Jewish people, but to all nations beyond the boundaries, including the Gentiles, including the non-Jews, like all of us. As St. Paul says in the second reading, we are now co-heirs. We are now members of the body of Christ because of that great manifestation that took place on the first Christmas. We all know, though, my friends, that in reading the sacred scripture, Christ's coming, there are different responses when Christ came and manifested himself. And the gospel reading today on the Feast of the Epiphany of the Lord tells us about three different responses to Christ's coming. First, we hear of Herod, the king, when Jesus was born. We are told in the Gospel of St. Matthew that these wise men, these magi, saw the star. And because they're astrologers, immediately they knew that something was happening. That there's a ruler, a new ruler has been born. Matthew tells us that they went to Herod. Not really a wise thing to do. But anyway, they're called the wise man. So they went to Herod and they said to Herod, "Hey, there is a newborn king. We saw his star rising. Do you know where he was born?" And then he said to himself, "A newborn king. Ah, no way. A newborn king? Someone who would take over? No way. I'm the only king," Herod was thinking. But of course, he was saying that silently. And so what did he do? He called the religious leaders and asked them first as to where the newborn king would be born. And after hearing from the religious leaders, he says to the magi, "Go and search diligently for the newborn king, that I may worship him as well. That's not so true. Because we know what happened. We know what happened after that. There was the slaughter of the innocents, the killing of the children 2 years down. But that message of the birth of the newborn king instilled fear and deception on the part of King Herod. Then, of course, the second response was this. He, as I've said, King Herod called the Pharisees, because King Herod didn't know anything about the prophecy. He called the religious leaders of his time. He called the scholars of the Hebrew scripture and said, hey, tell us, where is the newborn king of the Jews born? And immediately upon hearing that, the religious leaders quoted the prophet Micah, which we heard in today's gospel. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, from you a ruler will be born. But look at the reaction of the Jewish religious leaders of that time. They had the knowledge. They knew that this is going to happen. And yet, they didn't do anything. They just sat there and said, whatever. But you would think, if you know that this is happening, you would tell the wise men and say, let's go. I'll go with you. We will take you. We will take you to Bethlehem. My friends, but the reaction of the Jewish religious leaders was like, nothing has happened. But our faith tells us something different. That our faith tells us that whenever we search the pages of the sacred scripture, it should change us. It should transform us. It should animate us to do something, so that as we go forth from the sacred liturgy, we are a changed person, transformed people, ready to transform the world. But again, the Jewish leaders of that time didn't really do much upon hearing the news of the birth of the newborn king. Then finally, and the third response was what? The response from the wise man. The response from the wise man. We don't know much about them. All we know is that they're magi, they're wise men, they're astrologers, and they came from the east. But one thing we know about these wise men, they were searchers and seekers of the truth. And how did they react to that? First, they ask. They ask. They even went out of their comfort zones. They're not Jewish people. They know nothing about the scripture. And yet, they were not afraid to go out of their comfort zones to seek for the truth. And that is what we are being asked to do. Always seek the holy truth. Second, what did they do? They used the sacred scriptures. They look at the sacred scriptures. They study the sacred scriptures. That's how they found out about the holy child. And every single time we gather, we listen to the sacred scripture, not as a historical book, but rather the sacred scripture is given to us to guide us and to direct our lives. And finally, they saw the star. And they allowed the star to guide them, and the star brought them to the city of Bethlehem. My friends, you and I are invited to be like the three kings, like the Magi, not to be afraid to ask, so that we will continue to grow in our spiritual lives, not to be afraid to seek the truth and to search the pages of the scriptures, to allow the scriptures to guide us and to direct our lives. And also to know that the star that guided the Magi is Jesus himself, who's born not only more than 2,000 years ago, but born in our hearts every single day. The question then that is placed before us today is this: how are we going to allow this holy child to transform us, to change us, so that we can continue to be joyful people in the midst of these very challenging times? How are we going to allow this holy child to change our attitudes as we move to this new year of 2021? How are we going to allow this holy child to shed light in our darkened world? How are we going to allow this holy child to transform us so that we can be like the wise man? We go forth from this sacred liturgy to be the very epiphany, the very manifestation, the very revelation of Christ by the way we live our lives. As we conclude the feast of Christmas next weekend, may we continue to be filled with hope, filled with joy, always asking, seeking the truth, searching the pages of the sacred scripture, and always willing to be transformed by the Holy Child, so that we too can be the very presence of our loving and gracious God.